they had the trailer behind the pickup. I followed them to the next corner, and they turned north, and the old trailer jumped off the knob because it didn't fit it. Outlaws, mean man, shot one man. He's paralyzed from waist down right now. They both jumped out to put it back. They didn't know I was behind them. And when they saw me, they jumped back in the truck, slammed the door, going to shoot the gas to it. But then this H, I'll call him, I could tell you his name, but H starts with H. He said, "Oh, I just don't preach anymore. He's too dumb to know what's going on. I'll just jump out and tell him, this is my trailer, but it don't fit the knob. I just taken it to get the knob fixed and get another knob on it."
Yeah.
So they jumped back out. And when they did, I was about 4 or 5 feet from them and drove by and looked the man in the eyeball and drove on. I didn't give him a chance to talk to me. Went to the police department and reported it. Well, a long story short, they got me for a witness. And I received a threat pretty quick that's going to burn my house down. They just burned 8 down that I know of, and they happen to have insurance on those 8. Underworld money's behind them. They're dope pushers. I'm going to talk just a little bit. This is not my message. You're getting this free.
Come on.
On intimidating the witness. Do you know how the devil does his best to intimidate the witness? Not with that. I hadn't learned that till just the other day. And Bee got excited. She has a little heart problem, and she thought maybe it'd burn us down, and they may do it. But just, she loves a lot of that stuff. But for me, I'm honest. It don't matter that much to me. She's a great woman. But an old deer gun or two, wow, never far one in the hills of glory, never matter. You're loaded with insurance, no. But I have quite a lot of assurance. I've had that for 52 years, and the devil can't do nothing with it. He can deny that all he wants to, but he can't say, when I was young and had black hair, tried to worry me to death. I don't know how come I feel so rich to be so poor, but I just feel like a good fight would be the best thing in the world I could get into. Intimidate the witness. That may be my message, and I didn't even know it till just now. That ain't got a thing to do with what I was supposed to preach. Intimidate the witness. Well, I didn't know the old blade boy that runs the road saw him pulling that trailer behind that pickup. I didn't know that. Kept that from me. And the day of the trial come, and they called me down when I walked in. There's the old number one himself. The FBI got him a while back. They kept him up a while, but he's been a bondsman, and he's went to bond for many crooks. He's harder than steel. He's harder than flint rock. They done caught that other witness and cussed him and told him he lied, threatened him to scare him, you see. Well, you know, when I went in there, that old man was. You know, first thing he done to me, LL, did you ever get in a stirring match with anybody? He looked at me. He just said, he passes the word, I'll get you. And when he done that, I looked at him, and he looked away after a while. After a while, he started that again. I went by to go in out the door, and there he sat staring at me. I'm in the fear of God now, just intimidation of the witnesses, all I'm talking about. I locked eyeballs with him. I looked at him till his chin hit his chest, and he remembered coming to my church time and again. I said, you can't do me like that. You don't have nothing on me. You don't have one thing on me. I've got her on you. Whew, looked him down. And physically, I wouldn't have minded to give him a good stiff left jab right under the nose. But that wasn't the way you whoop him. Amen. They come to court, and this boy right back. They'd already told the other one he lied, you know. Is the man that you saw get the trailer in the court? Yes, sir, he's in the court. Where's he at? I said, he's looking right at me. He's sitting right there. And he reared back and turned that intimidation of the witness on me so till it run up and down my backbone. Did you ever try to witness for the Lord and the devil trying to intimidate the witness? Jesus saved me. Jesus, what? Well, I joined the church. He reared that head back and stared at me. Here's a jury sitting here, you know, and I'd never been anything like that.
Never?
I withdrew on eye contact with him. And I glanced up, and he was looking down my throat. I said, you can't keep that up. You're guilty, and I'm not. I've never stole a shoelace. I've never stole a penny out of a Sunday school offer. Give God the glory.
Yeah.
And you're crooked as the devil. Benny, he couldn't take it. I didn't look around at the jury. They was on the right. I wasn't supposed to look at them. But out of the side of my eye, I seen an old country Oklahoma boy saying, "Whoa!" He's getting the biggest kick out. He wasn't supposed to cut up like that on the jury. He didn't know it. He'd never been on one. He was having a carnival out of it. Can you imagine why? I just couldn't figure out him having such a good time with that old jury. They revoked his bail and arrested him immediately. And I cried for him. I've witnessed to him. But without law and order, we cannot long exist here. If we don't get some of it back, we will not long exist here. Amen.
Come on.
All right, no, I'm not bragging about helping get a man arrested. I'm talking about intimidation of the witness.
Yeah.
I believe I stand and say, "Love the Lord, why don't you sit down and say nothing?"
By God.
The devil would like to shut your mouth. Intimidate the witness. Make the preacher stop. Get him shut out. Thanks for asking me to come, Brother Hillel. It's always a pleasure. I'd have come without a dime. If you'd have said come and I felt like it, never have we no bring no money, have we? Now we never talk money, have we?
Never have.
Well, sir, we're not going to. Didn't you like Brother Huff? I thought I just really liked that.
I like that. If
he's crooked, I'm crooked. If he's lost, I'm lost. If he ain't saved, I'm not saved. If he ain't my brother, I don't know nothing about it. He is a man of God. There's no question about it.
Right.
At the road I've been up for 52 years. My son-in-law moved up with me from Georgia, and I just talked to him on the phone. He just sold all the pews we had in the church. Well, it didn't make a great bunch of money because they're 28 years old. But sold every one of them out from under me. I told him to do it before I left. If you can, sell all of them. We're redecorating our little old church down home. And he sold every pew in it yesterday evening. The fellow couldn't come over the day. At 3 or 4 o'clock, he met him. He sold them out. I said, "Hope when we get back, all we got to do is set on them chairs we got till we get some new pews in here." Betty Sue's daddy died, Beatrice. He's dead. I just had two messages here that I was thinking about. And, of course, I'll just preach one of them. And I ain't going to try to wear you. I've heard preachers. Did you ever hear preaching just wear you? I've been to camp meeting mothers just wrestling little old babies and fellowship meetings and just worried themselves down with them. Did you ever raise any children? You have to raise them at night just like you do in daytime. I mean, you just have to sit up all night with them, walk the floor with them, give them everything in the house, and then they give them just something look like an old cat's tail or something, and that'll calm them down. Now, you never know what'll slow them down. I mean, just anything. You can never tell what they want. Sometimes we get mixed up on feeding our children, just like preacher do feeding the sheep. I know a fellow in my church, he just fixed them the baby's milk. They had it on a formula, and he just fixed up, and he fixed up a bunch of it, and it just spit it out. They couldn't keep it in his mouth. It wouldn't take a nibble. What's wrong with this child? It wasn't wrong. The child, he had put salt instead of sugar in it. Benny, it may not be the sheep. Had a preacher friend fed a bunch of sheep, had big old high feed troughs. Oh, I wouldn't tell you anything but two children. High feed troughs. He said he wondered why in the world them sheep wasn't getting along no better than they was. He just poured the feed in the trough and went off. But one day he looked out and said, they couldn't reach the feed. He had too much Greek and Latin and Hebrew in it. Well, he sawed the trough legs off and let it down so they could reach it. But he said one day he poured the feed out and he noticed it just in big balls and it got wet in the sack and just rolled out in the trough. He looked out and they just rolling around. He said, "Oh, they couldn't bite it. It was stuck together and so hard they couldn't chew it." He said that was too much Greek and Latin and it had to break it up so they could understand it or could eat it. The reason the common people heard Jesus gladly was because they understood what he said. Huh?
Come on.
Sheep. Would you think a fellow as ignorant as I am, raised by the poor people that worked hard, would ever herd sheep? Doesn't God know? Can't he see around the curve? After a while we say, I see now. Now I understand that. But you can't see around the curve like he can. He already saw that before I was ever saved. In Oklahoma, it's not a sheep state. Mr. Roy Jones bought for 5,000 acres of land, owned a grocery store, bought him 5,000 sheep and put on it. Who do they ask to come and help herd them? You guessed it. Me, an unsaved man. I did not buy sheep, Benny. Why did the Lord, he knew, he sees over the hill, around the bend. Now you can say it, can't you, grandmother? I see now. Can you say what the woman did at Fort Smith? Weighed 60 pounds, dying with TB. When LD at 19-year-old went in there preaching, they called me to her bedside. Lost, preacher boy. I'm lost. I quit wearing makeup. I quit doing everything I thought there's any evil in. But I cannot be saved. I quit all everything. I'm dying lost. I can't be saved.
Oh, God.
All I know to do is pray for her. I knelt to the bed and prayed. I heard a weak voice saying, I see you now. Do you see it now? I said, what do you see? She said, I'm saved by the power of God. Died 3 days later, I'm saved. He had me herding sheep when I was 18 years old. He knew someday.
Yes.
He sees. Long ways off. And I became a preacher. Well, what did you do when you herded sheep? Can't you see it? The Spirit may be directing, may not, but I can't get to what I want to say. Well, I'm going to say it a little bit, but I can't get to that yet. I just can't get to it. Oh, I know too. I know the correct manner in which they say it should be done. But tried that way, it didn't work either. I heard sheep. You know what I done? I just drove them from one side of the pasture to the other. But I did find out if you didn't look after them, they'd take off after anything.
Anything.
Just anybody. They'll do. Sheep will do that.
Yes.
I looked out and here they go. Just one right after the other. Where are you going? I don't know. I'm going where he's going. Who's he following? I don't know. I'm just following him. I mean, that's what they done. I saw them. But all you had to do is go up in front and turn them. We just need somebody to turn them sometime. Don't whip all up. Just turn them. Oh, turn around and go through there.
Come on, brother.
Hallelujah. Aren't all we like sheep have gone astray? We're like sheep.
Oh, that's
a truth. Who is he? I don't know. I heard him on there. You know, I wish they'd quit sending all this junk to all of our sheep. They sent some to me the other day and expected me to turn it over to the sheep, and they had their faces painted white, supposed to be Pentecostal. Several of them just had big old white masks painted on their faces, and they was going, I don't even know what you call it, sheep, but they was going through some kind of razzmatazz. I'm not exaggerating. People that cost hundreds of dollars to go to the meetings. And then they have practice warfare, and they put big bright bands around their middles, and the men lean like they're fighting. And that's a church. The sheep has to learn that. That's what you.
Watch out.
They practice spirituality and prophesying. Oh, it's dangerous. You just need somebody to be up at the front and say, no. Turn it.
Come on.
I went out one morning and five of the sheep was bloated and dead.
Well,
you know what happened to them? They eat the wrong thing.
Right.
Yeah. It bloated them and killed them.
Yes.
Just like trying to be spiritual, living on funny books. I mean, just bloat you and kill you spiritually. Amen? God bless you.
Come on.
Turn, sheep.
Turn.
I went out one day and here come one. I said he broke his leg. The crazy thing, it wasn't saved. I'd have rather shot his fool with it. Because it wasn't saved. But if you love sheep, you in and out shoot them.
Come on.
I've seen some I wanted to give a piece of my mind, but I saw they couldn't understand it, and I'd just be short a little on my mind, so I just kept it to myself. They just needed a sheep herder, somebody that loved them. Mama always loved him. My teeth been crooked ever since the first set come in. And she always loved me. I was hers. Sheep are very important to the shepherds. But you know what? This was crippling bad. I said, it's broke its leg. Same thing as it's broke its leg. It's broke its leg. I went out to perform a professional examination that only a sheep herder can do. Sheep lover. I carefully picked up his foot and pulled out a goat head. Grass burr. Went off well. Some sheep would like to make you think that they got it worse than anybody else. All they got is grass burr. So it is the truth. Sometimes things have got us down, children. Sheep, sometimes you're creeping over things ain't no more than a grass burr.
Yes.
Amen.
It hurts.
All a shepherd has to do sometimes is rub a little oil on his face and just give him a little brushing. They go back home happy. I'm not knocking y'all. You're sheep, though. And I'm a shepherd, though. And I started when a young man herding sheep.
You're preaching,
Mama. Five of them. This is not my message, Allie. I don't know what in the world. Put, name this scattergun, son, in there on the tapes. You know what? Did you know what? I went out one morning and five of them was laying dead. The sheep, if it's not for you, don't worry about it, see? I'm not even talking to you. But if you know anybody that needs this, would you give them this little information? There's five sheep laying dead. Oh, I said, I wasn't a true sheep, a shepherd, a sheep herder, a shepherd. There's a difference in a herder, I guess, a shepherd. But I wasn't a true shepherd. But I was being schooled for what I was to go into. It's what they ate that did that. Now, if I'd have been a professional like I'll learn more about later, I learned on our old cows at home when they bloated you. You didn't have nerve to start with. You got to have nerve to be a shepherd. Oh, you got to have nerve. Still, I just run that old knife right in the side of that animal. I've done it. Run it in the let that gas out of there. Saved it. You got to have nerve to run the knife.
God, yes.
All five of them died because of what I believe. I'm honest, children. I'm an old man now, 70 just a day or two ago. My lot of time has already passed. Never dreamed it'd get here this quick. And I speak as a fool, but I am a professional on your diet, spiritual diet. And I do know that you can eat things that'll bloat you and kill you. You must not feed on some literature, on some advice. You must not eat some. I hate to eat this, but I love it. I know it'll kill me. There are a lot of folks died like that. You know them, don't you? Your old uncle, you couldn't keep him from eating that, and you know they'd give him a stomach ache, and he'd have be awake all night long and have to take Allison's and all kinds of something and just barely make it. But he just loved it.
Yes. Uh-huh.
Five of them passed away. Hardest sheep I've ever dealt with is the one you couldn't get to eat. That's what worries a shepherd more than any of them. Nearly as those that won't eat. Stagger and die. They'll get to where they have no resistance. I personally know of a story where one laid with its head under a bush. And every time it raised its head, it tickled the bush. Hadn't it been for the good shepherd, it laid there till it died. It had no resistance. It's pity to have such a little thing get you down and hold you down till it starves you to death spiritually. But I've met some little matters amongst our sheep that wasn't that tall, that folk made big as a mountain. I love Brother Moore's preaching, but don't like the way he waves his hand. My God, have mercy. Would you please try to get the victory over that and listen to what I say? Amen. We're going to our message at this time. My brother from the mountains, I'm glad to be with you. I never heard any better preaching this boy's done as he did at Bristol, Oklahoma, from the mountains of Virginia. He's a great preacher. Don't miss what he's got to say. Come in here. How long do we preach, brother? When is you going? You want me to preach till it's eating time, or I don't want to get into the cooks. Don't you get me into the cooks? You had it if you do. God bless you. Pleasure to be here. I'll try to think of something worthwhile. I hate to worry people. I see them do these babies and walk tiles. I said, I don't blame you. I preached when I felt like that fella should have felt when he said, "I believe I'm too deep for you. I want to say you're not fingernail deep." You've never said anything worth hearing, hardly yet. Brother Moore, I know it. But we'd like to help you. That's what we're here for. Didn't come for your money. We're talking about Jesus went to church this morning from Matthew 4:23.
Well,
I'll not preach it long on this as I've talked on probably what I have. 4:23, Matthew 4:23. If I forget to say what I should have, I apologize. I'd like to have said something that would benefit you and help you while I'm here. And Jesus went about all Galilee, whether invited or not, whether sent for or not, and not hardly ever sent for, not too many times invited in the record. Jesus went about all Galilee, teaching in their synagogues, and preaching the gospel of the kingdom, and healing all manner of sickness and all manner of disease among the people. And his fame went throughout all Syria, and he brought in him all sick people that were taken with divers diseases and torments, and those that were possessed with devils, and those that were lunatic.
And those that had the, I used to call it the palsy, but B got this straight on that one, the palsy, and he healed them. And there followed him great multitudes of people from Galilee, from Decapolis, and from Jerusalem, and from Judea, and from beyond Jordan. Just a little while, Jesus went to church. Jesus went to church.
Yes.
Didn't have to invite him. I'm not saying you shouldn't have been invited, you understand? But he went to church. Whether he was wanted, whether it was appreciated, whether they liked it or not, he went to church. And that's what we're going to talk about. He went to church. Teaching in their synagogues. What a bold preacher. What a bold prophet. What a bold man. Preaching in their synagogues and preaching the gospel of the kingdom. I'm not after preachers. I are one, and I'm just one of you. But look, he preached the gospel of the kingdom, which was not wanted in them churches.
No.
By the elders of them churches, by the rulers of them churches, by the men that were in charge, Jesus went to church.
Hallelujah.
And went right in and preached the gospel of the kingdom, which they didn't preach, and healed all manner of sickness and all manner of disease among the people. Was that necessary? It was for them.
Yes.
And I think it had more than one meaning. You know, it's hard to fool with a fellow that you'd like to say there's nothing to if he says God showed him something and that comes to pass. And God knows that. Hard to handle it. Or her. He did miracles and signs and wonders not only because the people needed them and God wanted to do it, but also proved that he was the Son of God. Nobody had ever come to church that acted like he acted. He preached the gospel of the kingdom at the church house, whether they wanted it or not, whether they asked him or not. His very presence demanded attention, and they didn't have the nerve or the guts to stop him when he got up, because they couldn't handle it. There may be an old woman there that had a bad back and been stooped over for 18 years that couldn't straighten herself up. Oh, I said if I could have church members like her going to an old dead synagogue like she went to, wasn't no power of God in it. That preacher was full of envy. The Son of God, they was very jealous of him and they talked against him. And this woman was faithful to a bunch like that for all them years. She went bent over where she just had to look up at you and couldn't hardly see you. I said, Jesus, help us to be faithful to you and to your work. If that little woman could be faithful all those years and come to that church, it's like the little woman gave all the living she had. She's so dedicated to the memory of the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob that she gave her whole living in the offering.
Thank God.
To such an outfit as that.
My goodness, hear it.
Mercy, mercy, mercy. The thought hits my mind. You're not seeing your money in no outfit, are you, somewhere?
Well,
it don't stand for a thing. Huh? Have mercy. We're just preaching on Jesus went to church.
Oh.
There he is, isn't there, LL?
Yes.
Who invited him? Nobody. Who likes him? Nobody knows him.
He's a
stranger here. Well, what's he getting up for? Huh? He's going to go to speaking, I reckon.
Oh.
And here he begins to preach the gospel of the kingdom. What's that coming from the middle of the house? What's that coming from the back of the house? What's that coming from right out there? Somebody from somewhere preaching the gospel of the kingdom. It's happened ever since. Go get all the world, everywhere they invite you. Go where you want it or not want it. Go where they like it or they don't like it. Go and preach the same gospel he preached. It'll bring the same results.
Oh, yes. Hallelujah.
And they shouted. And they got healed. And they was blessed. And the ruler of the synagogue with envy turned green because he'd done it on the Sabbath day. The very idea. I always wanted to interview them and ask them what day of the week they had divine healing service on. They said, are there not 6 days in which a man may be healed? Why then? Healed on the Sabbath day. I want to say, which one of them 6 do you have divine healing service in here on?
Well,
poor hypocrite, they didn't have no divine healing service. Of course, they didn't have no divine healer. Nobody there to heal nobody.
Thank God.
Preach on, Jesus went to church. God bless you. I've heard better.
Come on.
Multitudes followed him. That shook him up again. Multitudes followed him. Followed him. Don't go after him, and he went after him anyhow. 9:25, Matthew.
Follow him anyway.
35. Matthew 9:35. And Jesus went about all the cities and villages, teaching in their synagogues. Who's that coming through the door? We didn't invite him. He's been over there in that other synagogue down there. We didn't invite him down there. But what's he doing coming here? Throw him out, deacon board. You know what shape they was in? They had the shape that bunch got in when Brother Beach was out in California. You knew Brother Beach, didn't you? And they had that revival. The power of God slayed them out. And I know this happened. I don't quote things I can't get with. Laid them out. You ever seen anybody slayed out on the power of God? Well, the old time Methodists got the jerks and hauling wagons. You think we're the only one? No. Everybody's ever prayed to and touched God got some kind of jerk, some kind of move. And he's laying out and he sent the paddy wagon to get him. Yes, this happened. I don't go for things, not so. If I just get one stage in a meeting, that's all the report is. Now, I don't want to start no paper. I'd have to sell some of the driest meetings I was ever in, the awfulest fights I've ever had. And they didn't even encourage nobody to have no paper. I'm not against paper. I like to read good papers. Understand? I said me. I'm getting my report in there. Hallelujah. Woo! Couldn't hardly quote the King James Version. Lay it out and they call the paddy wagon. Please come to get them. Reach down and got a hold of one. Go load them like that. Reached down to get him, and the police from the end went down and locked up. This happened. I wouldn't tell if it did. This other policeman said, get him. Brother Bean said, get him, pick him up. He said, get him yourself. My back locked up on me. I can't move. What'd they do? Left them all on the floor and went back to the house where they come from. Jesus went to church. And he does the same thing in the church house now as he did then.
Hallelujah.
You lock yourself off, you tie yourself off or lock yourself out on what you believe. If you believe, you shall receive. I believe. You heard what I said, didn't you? I have a notion of going to broadcast business. Do you know I was offered a job in Africa as a young preacher? You know the way I talk and all my vocabulary and everything, they was going to get me up to talking, help run their station. You didn't know I did. It encourages me as we get older. Let's hook up together and go for it. I love that. Didn't you like I like that? Amen. Very idea. He's up, 47 years old, just working himself to death, doing everything he can for the Lord. Jesus went to church.
Amen.
A lot of folks go to church. All they go for is look around and criticize. What you just thought Martin's wearing? I shouldn't say that. I called that name in one place, and there's a lady in the country with that name. I'm going to have to find me another one to quote. I thought there wasn't nothing in the world I could tell to come through Throckmorton, Texas. I didn't know it was a Throckmorton. I thought I made the word up. But look, he's here. You don't mean it, and them crooks is here. Yeah, but he's here. He's here. You don't mean it, and we've then found out that our pastor's cooking. Yeah, but he's here. We found out that members of the choir have been known to cheat and steal and won't pay their bills. But he's here. I would preach here, but there's such a bunch of unbelievers and crooks here that I will not say a word. Not him. Got up and just preached like this, hollering amen all over the house, and not a mouth moved. Somebody said, let's build faith up so we can have healing. There ain't no such teaching in the Bible. Oh, but I'm just LD. You just have to listen to me, and then when it's over, just talk about me all you want to. There's no scriptures in the Bible that teach it, that we must all practice and practice till we get our faith high and something will happen. That's not faith. We just picked up a bunch of things from folks that had kind of a latter rain spirit.
Well,
the old time brothers I come up under, sold in jail. I've been right up there for this act. They've had me right in the chief police office. Sold five of them in. We other two went up to throw us in. Ain't know what to do with them. They had two services every day in there, them five preachers did. Had the Bible said, we'll take the Bibles away and that'll stop them. Why, if it's in your heart, God's got it in your soul. You don't have to have no Bible. I didn't say we don't need no Bibles. I said you don't have to have one if it's in your heart. They had two services they said just like you did before they took the Bibles away. Had seven black boys crying and praying in one cell block at one time. And that preacher, that chief police looked at me and said, what can we do with them? I said, you can't do nothing with them.
Can't do nothing with them.
Jesus went to church. I wish I could stir you today to make you decide whether the snow's deep or there ain't any. Whether it's rain or not raining, whether the sun shine or not, that you will go to church. He may be there. He may be there. Here he went, uninvited, unappreciated, all went about all cities and villages, teaching in their synagogue, preaching the gospel of the kingdom, and healing every sickness and every disease among the people. If you follow me, I'm going to Mark, the book of Mark. We're preaching on Jesus went to church. Aren't you glad he went today? You went?
Yes.
Aren't you glad he was there the day you got there?
Yes.
I never will forget that old man from Arkansas where old Wayne Rainey used to sing, the wind sang its way through the lonesome pine. He'd come from Arkansas in a Model A Ford. Poor as he could be. 838 Southeast 29th Street. And the night I went, Jesus was there. I'm glad he don't get offended. Quit coming to church. Mark 127. I beg your pardon. Mark 121. And they went into Capernaum, and straightway on the Sabbath day, he said, I ain't going down there where that bunch won't accept me or believe me. I am not going into that synagogue. That's one thing I'm not going to do. I'll stay here and sleep before I'll go down there.
Well.
And straightway on the Sabbath day, he entered into the synagogue and taught. Now, I wasn't there, but I wish I had been. I wouldn't mind a bit falling right before him, you see. Not a bit in the world. Not a bit.
Right.
But when he walked in the door, you could see you was all over the place. Sure, your head's turning. You didn't have to announce his arrival. You ever been where you didn't have to tell who's there? I'm listening to the radio, and they said the President of the United States. I never did look at the gentleman so much. And maybe the lady pretty quick now. Maybe we got a lady now. We may have a lady, but anyhow, Bill. The office.
Yeah.
That's what always touches me. And they say, ladies and gentlemen, the President of the United States, I feel that into the middle of Oklahoma and don't even have television and listen to radio and I can feel that electricity. Here comes the President. What would you do, Brother Moore? I'd do what the rest does.
Yeah.
If you're supposed to stand when he comes in, stand as straight as a gun barrel. Democrat, Republican, or hypocrite, or... I'd stand as great as a gun. The day Kennedy died, I was in that barbershop. I never took over the conversation, run a conversation amongst the cigarette smokers and curse word people. But when they said, Kennedy's been shot, I stopped them. I said, me and the President of the United States is dead.
Right.
That's before they told anybody, but I knew he's dead. They stopped. They did know I was a preacher. You could feel silence or you could cut it with a knife. When he walked in the door, the Son of God.
My God.
The Son of God walked in the door. People could feel that all over the house. Radiated it out from him. That's the reason Glenn Rice, 85-year-old now, Stroud, Oklahoma, preaching and running. He's still running, Roy. Glenn's still going.
Yeah. Still going.
That's the reason Glenn wrote the song, If I Could Just Touch the Hem of His Garment. If I could just touch some part of his clothes, I know I'd be healed, my sins all forgiven. If I could just touch him, I know I'd be whole. He said they've got healed by the God, Brother Moore, while wife and I sung that. He's a fellow, a man walked up here a while back and knocked on his door and said, I want to build God a church. Yeah, it happened. Don't tell me, didn't I? Drive it down, I'll show it to you. He said, I want to build God a church. Your old church looks wore out. Could you let me build you a new one? Well, yeah, we'd like to have a new church. Lock, stock, and barrel, no charge, he said. Well, now, glory to God here. I stood in front of it the other day.
Well,
nice church, pews and all. Brand new buildings. Scot-free. No money.
Yeah.
Sitting straight on home. I stood in front of it the other day. The old 85-year-old man wrote, if I could just touch the hem of his garment. If I could just touch some part of his clothes. When he walked in, you knew it was her. Jesus went to church on the Sabbath day. In the synagogue and taught whether they liked it or not. He'd like the old man to come from, well, it was Virginia where he said, nice speakers from. I had a church over there in Norman. That was a pretty good number coming. And we had a class back there, several classes, but we had a class back in there. And this old fellow from Virginia come in and looked around a little bit. Kind of struck me like this and did singing there a while ago. That's enough introduction, ain't it? You know what we'd do with a fellow like that in Oklahoma, singing like he just sung a while ago? I mean, they everywhere. I mean, I just because, but just like, he'd walk in our church, we'd think we'd known him for 30 years. Well, there's that old brother saying, he wouldn't be no stranger amongst us. Not a bit in the world. He wouldn't be a stranger at all. But when he went to church, people noticed him. When he went to church, it got a hold of people. When he went to church, it stirred people. And he went to synagogue and taught, and he's like that old boy that went into our class. He went back there and humbly sat down in the class and coming through the country on a trip and wanted to hold a church to go to, and he knew me. I knew him. He went there, and after a while, office commotion in there. Did you ever hear anybody having a decent and in order class? Hallelujah. Glory to God. The wall just vibrates. The door shakes.
I said to something. I was like the old devil had to finally admit after he thought he held Jesus for 3 days, and that man said, "What's going on down there?" He said, "Something going on down here." You heard that, didn't you? That colored preacher. The devil said, "I got him." Said, "I got him in the tombs." First day, he said, "Called down the devil." Said, "What's going on?" Said, "I got him in the grass." Second day, called, "What's going on?" Said, "I got him in the grass." Colored preacher said, third day, called down and said, "What's going on down there?" Said, "The devil said, there's something going on down here."
In that room, have God come down. Wasn't going to be able to have no Sunday school report. Wasn't going to be able to have to tell how many is in there. Wasn't going to be able to close out service. Just go home when you get ready. What happened? Jesus went to church. That's my text. Did y'all notice my text? I used to take one and text all around it. Or taxi all around it. Jesus went to church. That's all it takes to have a good part.
Yes.
It's all it takes to have a good service.
Hallelujah.
But they didn't appreciate him. But are you going into hell? He did. They were astonished at his doctrine, for he taught them as one that had authority, not as a scribe. He's not like that old man down home. He says, "Yes, yes, 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 everything. Yes, yes, yes." He said, "Look like rain. Yes, 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 yes. I don't believe it's going to rain. Yes, 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 yes." One day I said, "The answer is no in this one. Not yes, no." He said, "Yes, man. Yes, man. You for Democrats? Yes, 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 yes. You can't find one. Oklahoma put Bill in, but it's Democrat state. Somebody put him in. Yes, 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 yes. No, no, no. He taught us with authority. It's so, ain't it, or is it? What do you think? Could you say amen, or could you? I mean, does this please you? I mean, amen. Oh, God, have mercy. You ever hear about the jellyfish backbone? Glory to God. Did I tell you about that old boy? I've been around so much. I tell things I should stay with my message. But you tell me that, too. And she's right. But over in Arkansas, there's an old boy seeking the Holy Ghost. It's really not scripture lets you seek the Holy Ghost all that much. I know it. It's vibrating. You got him practicing that? That's really not gospel. It's just seek. "Mama, would you give me a biscuit? Mama, would you give me a biscuit?" You won't have to ask good mama. She's got biscuits. For biscuits, Harley. Her children hungry. Maybe she'd give them a biscuit. They don't eat, something wrong with them. Let us not act like God is starving folks to death, making them wait for the Holy Ghost. Let us not make folks think that they got in this habit, have to be in this habit, just waiting, waiting, waiting on a gift.
Right.
You got a gift for me? Well, don't just keep it in your hip pocket, son. Bring it on out if you have. You will if you've got a gift for me. You give it to me. Right. Called David in a while back. You ever have a 357 Magnum? Pretty good gun. 357. Pretty good gun. Pretty good gun. But my boy's, he's dear to me. My boy's dear to me. And a fella gave it to me years ago. It's worth some money. 357. I called him in. "Here, son," I said, "I'm going to give you this gun." "Well," he said, "Dad," said, I hate to take that gun." "Yeah, but," I said, "your daddy wants to give it to you." He couldn't hardly talk, and I couldn't hardly talk either. "God would like to have the Holy Ghost. You'll have to really wait a long while for this gift I've got for you." We don't have a Heavenly Father like that, and I don't get offended. I know how you are. It just takes you ever so long to get where you can believe God will give you the Holy Ghost. Amen. But it's not that hard to get now. Let's not act like God has promised us a gift and won't give it to us. Let us not believe that God has promised us something that He won't give us. Let's try to believe that He'll give us what He promised us. He taught with authority and not as a scribe. If He said He'd do it, He'd done it. Amen. I don't want to stay on that long. I don't want to try to make nobody mad. That's not what I'm here for. They were astonished at His doctrine. "Did you ever hear such a Brown? Did you ever hear anything like that? It's the funniest doctrine I ever heard tell of. He claimed that that little boy that wallowed on the ground and spit out through his mouth and had fallen in the fire. He claimed that some kind of spirit caused that." Wouldn't it be good if we get this all separated? It's no wonder many, many great physicians. We have a boy in Wiley, Fred Wiley. He'll get it. You'll hear this, Fred. Down there at the camp meeting in Gilbertown, we just closed a few days ago. They put over 30 jugs of fluid through his veins with stuff in it to kill infection in the blood or in the system. Over 30 jugs.
Well,
they could drill a hole in this bone right here and corruption, pus would shoot out. the great physician with 20 years experience said, I've fought all kinds of diseases in the blood in the human body. We cannot find out what kind you have. We do not know any more than we did when we started. He just came from the hole. The man was sick when he landed. I think he picked a bug up over there, but I'm not sure. We preached Fred to camp meeting. He made it, but right after, back in the hospital for 2 weeks. Let him come home for 7 days of the day, and he went out. While he was there, come right back. They said, if your face starts to swell, get in here as quick as you can. We may have to take that whole bone out up there. Try to cut that whole bone out, and maybe we can get to the root of the infection. The latest news I had on Fred was a couple days before I got here. I did get news 2 or 3 days before I've been in touch with him. They said he's much better. Not just because of anything we've done, but an old working boy sitting on the second seat of a little church. I said, have you got a handkerchief in your pocket? He didn't ask for one. They didn't ask him to come. We, along with all the others that have prayed across America, anointed that old working boy's handkerchief and mailed to Alabama. Why? Because of the man that came to church. I don't know what the excuses he could have used. I said, Father, they don't welcome me in the church. I'm going to the seaside and preach on the sands all the time. I'll preach from the deck of a boat, but I'll not go back into them churches. Benny, I don't know, I started saying something I hadn't always said, but out of respect to this meeting. What I started saying is that's going to be at your place tonight, but I ain't going to go ahead and say, if I see you up there and you're not at this meeting, you may get a double-barrel shotgun blast. You stay here. That's just a deal, yours and yours and yours, and I'm 70. And I said, after he talked to me, Spirit said, go. And I asked LL could, and he said, I could. But because of my age, I said, I need to say bye-bye to some of them. Some of them not. There's one or two up there. It's the last time I see them. And I know it. Jesus come to church. It's snowing, didn't make no difference. Hard wind blowing, didn't make no difference. Where'd it come from? His motel room, the size of the Mount of Olives, a pile of leaves for a pillow. He slept out there all night last night. And he's coming to church. What'd he eat for breakfast? Pigs off a tree on the way.
Yes.
Because I said, you folks don't love me. Don't think nothing of me. He said, help me. Stay with me, son. Jesus went to church. That's my message. Remember that? If you don't.